Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. John chapter 15 verses 4 and 5. Abiding in Christ presents our privilege, as well as our responsibility, to constantly walk in dependence upon Christ. As one has said, abiding in Christ is practical, habitual nearness of heart to him. If we have learned that fruit is the reproduction of the character of Christ, expressed by love, joy, self-control, we shall realize that such an ideal cannot be reached in our own strength. The realization of the moral excellence of the fruit on the one hand, and our own exceeding weakness on the other, will convince us of the truth of the Lord's words, "Without me, you can do nothing." His fruit may indeed be sweet to our taste, but it is only as we abide under his shadow that we shall partake of his fruit. Without the light and warmth of the sun, the natural vine could not bear fruit, and unless we abide in the light and love of the presence of Christ, we too shall be fruitless. If we abide in Christ, then indeed Christ will be in us, and if Christ is in us, we shall exhibit the lovely character of Christ. Thus it becomes clear that fruit is not produced by making fruit an object, or by thinking of fruit. It is the outcome of having Christ as an object, of thinking of him. Christ precedes fruit.